Sheikh Osama Tamimi recalls a time when he couldn't pray freely here. The Shia cleric was imprisoned under Saddam for 14 months for leading worshippers in this Baghdad shrine. But today, the Imam Kazim Mosque, named after a revered 8th century Shia figure, has emerged into the light, he says. Thousands of visitors come here to pay their respect to a man whose life story exemplifies the suppression of Shia Islam, with numbers swelling during an annual festival marking his death.
We found the freedom to hold our religious rites and rituals, and year on year, there's more creativity and development in commemorating these religious occasions.
Scenes like these would have been unimaginable under Saddam Hussein. Iraq's Shia have been experiencing a renaissance that's enabled them to express their identity openly and proudly, and has created a whole new political landscape.
For the first time in modern history, Shias have come to power in an Arab country. Their various competing parties have been predominantly shaping Iraqi politics, differences between them at times advancing democracy, other times deadlock. And with the United States preparing to withdraw all its troops from Iraq by the end of the year, Shia nationalism is playing a significant role, as demonstrated by followers of anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose disbanded Mahdi army fought major battles against U.S. forces.
I urge all the Iraqi people to express their rejection to the presence of the invading forces and their bases, and to demand the exit of the occupiers at the end of the year so we can prosper.
Recent displays of power by his followers and threats to reactivate his militia are a constant source of pressure on the Iraqi leadership, which is believed to be considering asking for some American troops to remain beyond the withdrawal deadline in a training capacity for Iraq's security forces. The unity and serenity here is clearly not reflected among the dominant Shia blocs in power, leaving the success of the U.S. exit from Iraq largely dependent on how the Shia parties address their differences. Rawi Ragih, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.